with that, I can start at $68 million.
It was the star lot of Sotheby's jewelry auction at its annual spring sales in Hong Kong. A flawless pear-shaped 72-carat diamond as big as a walnut. It was the largest diamond of its kind ever on offer at an auction in Asia, and Sotheby's had hoped to sell it for as much as $13 million. But the sale fell through Thursday night after the final bid failed to meet the reserve price. Sotheby's spokesman Matthew Wakeman says there was confusion among overseas buyers who placed their bids by phone.
Bidders from different countries had miscalculated the exchange rate and were uncertain of what they would have to pay, so they retracted their bids. We are currently negotiating a private sale of the diamond.
Other parts of this week's auction were more successful, however. Sotheby's set a new world record for the sale of a modern watch. A platinum Patek Philippe wristwatch went for $1.5 million. Demand for Chinese contemporary art remained strong, with Sotheby's achieving record sales of almost $52 million. The art auction's highlight was Jiang Xiaogang's oil painting Bloodline, The Big Family No. 3, which was sold for more than $6 million to a Taiwanese collector. Wakeman says that for the first time, the auction house offered art from Southeast Asia at the Hong Kong sale.
What we discovered was that the Southeast Asian paintings category benefited very much from being in Hong Kong, because there was people that were here to buy Chinese art saw the Southeast Asian paintings and began to bid on them. So we brought new buyers into the market for Southeast Asian and Vietnamese painting.
The sales of Southeast Asian art achieved about $8 million, exceeding forecasts. Claudia Blume for VOA News, Hong Kong.